DW.
In the southwest of Scotland, on the banks of the River Blaidgnock, sits Blaidgnock Distillery. Founded in 1817, it's the southernmost whisky distillery in lowland Scotland. While it's been two centuries since the distillery started making its whisky, its production hasn't changed much over the years.
You know, you take barley, water is added.
That's Will Pitchforth. He's been working at Blaidgnock Distillery as head of commercial for over 5 years.
It starts to malt. It's then fired and dried out, either over a neutral gas flame or over burning peat to give it that smoky flavour. That dried barley is then ground down into what looks like a flour. Yeast and water is added, and it's fermented and then distilled at least two times and put into an oak barrel. Really, that hasn't changed, as I say, in 200 years.
Although the method of making whisky at Blaidgnock hasn't changed in this time, the environment around it has. Over the past couple of years, Will says the distillery has been affected by both drier weather conditions and excessive rainfall.
We have a monitor of the Blaidgnock River, which is where we source our water. And it's something that our team are checking every single day, is what the water level is. And certainly in the last few years, the impact of drier and hotter summers is definitely being felt in terms of the river level. Although, you know, this winter, it's been quite the opposite. We've had the river burst its banks a few times. It's been pretty wet. We're having to, you know, really create contingencies for having too much water. So definitely there's been a noticeable impact of climate-related events to our ability to make whisky.
A recent study from climate researchers at University College London has confirmed Will's observations. An increase in climate extremes driven by global warming is indeed threatening Scottish whisky production. Assuming the global average temperature increases between 1.1 and 2 degrees Celsius by 2080, UCL researchers found that over the next 60 years, summer droughts and heat stress in Scotland could drastically impact the availability of the three main ingredients in whisky: water, yeast, and barley. Carol Roberts is a climate change researcher at UCL.
We found from projections that within Scotland, it is likely to experience hotter and drier summers in the future over the next century, whilst winters are likely to become warmer and wetter. And across both seasons, an increase in the frequency and intensity of extreme weather events.
She worked on the study, which was commissioned by Glengoyne Highlands Single Malt Scotch Whisky. Water stress is particularly concerning for whisky distilleries, Carol said.
Distilleries actually use such a vast quantity of water, and it amounts to about 61 billion litres of water a year. And that's because it's used in nearly every stage of production. And we've seen, for example, during the 2018 summer, recent droughts in the UK, which led to several distilleries reducing or completely halting production. And over the next century, this sort of event is likely to become more frequent.
Warmer air and water temperatures, the report found, could also change the flavour profile of Scotch whisky. Each stage of production, malting, fermentation and distillation, has been carefully developed to suit the maritime climate of the country. And as the climate heats up, it will be more difficult to keep traditional distilleries cool, which could disrupt the character, consistency and quality of the alcohol. Gordon Dundas is Senior Brand Ambassador and Advocacy Manager for Ian MacLeod Distilleries. He works closely with Glengoyne Distillery. They plan to reach net zero emissions by 2040. Gordon believes a lot more could be done to make the whisky industry more sustainable.
We need to continue to look at how we use power, whether it's renewable, you know, even simple things. There's a lot of gas boilers in Scotch whisky, but also simple things like when you make Scotch whisky, you produce carbon dioxide. So that is a little bit of that is something, again, we would need to look at as an industry. So there's a whole range of areas that, as Scotch, which is a small part in terms of the industrial impact on the world, we need to be aware of.
In addition to a net zero target, Glengoyne has also changed the way they deal with the residual waste produced through distillation.
Historically, it used to be trucked away to a plant, but now we pass it through an on-site wetlands, or reed beds, where the through the reed beds and what the reeds do within that, it ultimately comes out later or further down the line in that reed bed as water.
Back at Bladnock Distillery, Will says they too have been trying to reduce the company's environmental footprint.
Our visitor centre has gone plastic free, so you know no plastic containers or cups. And we're moving, you know, every time we redesign packaging, we're pulling more and more plastic out. And we've really made concerted efforts to select suppliers where we've got full transparency of the supply chain, because less of reliance on non-renewable resources to make our product gives us a lot more surety into the future.
Many of these changes will also help distilleries save on costs too.
It's actually good for business, you know, not just good for the environment, and you know, energy saving is a great one.
Scotch whisky production may seem like a small industry in the grand scale of the climate crisis, but as UCL researchers found, the Scotch whisky industry relies on stable climate conditions. If it's to survive, it will have to both adapt to current temperature increases and help mitigate future warming. That's not only important for the climate, but also so people around the world can continue to enjoy a wee dram.
Sometimes it becomes more real when we say, look, this is going to affect whisky making and people love a glass of whisky, but it won't just be whisky that's affected if we don't make a meaningful change in the steps to make sure that the climate is still able to support industries such as ourselves.
Namita Bhatt, DW, Edinburgh.
DW.